Pastor Cooley here from OPBT Online, a ministry of Old Paths Baptist Church in Northfield, Minnesota. And I'm here today with Brother Andrew Bicey. And we are going to talk about some plans that we have, upcoming plans, actually, that we have for a European evangelism tour. And there's a lot of things that go into that. So we're going to try to explain that. Why in the world is Pastor Cooley and Brother Bicey, why are they headed over to Europe? And what are the objectives that they have to go to Europe? Right. You know, why are you going to Europe? Somebody might ask that. What, are you looking for a vacation or something? Is that why you're going? And actually, we're going for work. Number one, we're going to preach the gospel, and we're going to be a blessing to others. Number one, I want to go to Europe, and I want to preach the gospel. I believe God would have us to do that. And there's plenty of places that we can go over there that we already have set up to go over there. So number one, if you were to ask me, Pastor Cooley, why do you want to go to Europe? I want to go there to preach the gospel.
Right.
There's many places over there. Scotland, for instance, is a place that we have already lined up to preach with some brothers on the street over there and to be an encouragement to their evangelism ministry that they have over there, and to preach at a church over there in Scotland, and to do some other evangelistic work over there. So that's the first thing I would say, is that we want to preach and tract and do some other evangelistic things like that while we're there.
So why don't we just briefly mention how this burden or that God laid on your heart, you know, and of course a lot of it through evangelism, through the online ministry has been a big, obviously a big outreach, you know, from our church.
Well, we have, and that's a good point, we have thousands of people that listen to us all over Europe. I mean, and all Canada. I mean, they just all over the world that have listened to our ministry, and they've been blessed by the street preaching. They've been blessed by the preaching and teaching of the Word of God, the different sermons that have went out, and they've contacted us and they've supported our ministry. They've been a blessing to us, as they said that we've been a blessing to them. Some people have gotten saved through the ministry of the Word of God here, and you know, about a year ago or so, Brother Alexander had a trip planned, a European Baptist history trip planned. And that kind of, because of COVID and different things like that, it fell through. You know, it just wasn't God's timing. It's not that there's anything wrong with it. It's just it wasn't God's timing. There was so much going on in the world at that time. But now there's like this open door between all of the other stuff that was going on with COVID and everything else, that we could actually get out there and meet some of our folks that are all over the world, and especially all over Europe, that have heard us preach the gospel.
Right. You know, it's kind of interesting how you and I were talking about it here a few weeks ago, kind of independently.
Yeah, we were.
It was just amazing how I was reaching out to, you know, of course, Carl, I didn't know him as well, of course, as you did.
Yep.
And just meant, hey, it'd be a blessing to meet you someday, brother.
Yeah.
And there was just like a ringing in my ears.
Yeah.
And then just a few days later, we just started talking about it.
Yeah, let me talk about Brother Carl for a minute. Brother Carl and Mary, they live in Croatia, and Carl has been saved under this ministry through the preaching of God's Word. Amen. He heard a Joe Schimmel video, but he heard a lot of our videos and our sermons, and God used it and spoke to his heart, and he got saved by the grace of God. His wife got, his future wife at the time, she wasn't, his wife got saved. And I actually did the marriage ceremony for them this last year. And it was kind of in my heart. I was like, man, you know, I want to go meet him someday. I just feel like the Lord is going to have me meet him someday and you know, spend some time with him, and that God would make that happen sometime. Right. And he's like this, one of the other reasons, like the second reason that you know, the Lord really laid it on my heart, is that here's a guy and his wife, a brother and sister in Christ, that have followed our ministry for, I don't know, 7 years probably or so, something like that, or 6 years since 2017. They've learned their doctrine from us. They've learned, you know, how to walk with God from us. They eventually got saved and baptized at a church in the Philippines, and then, you know, went back to Croatia. They were married and, you know, serving the Lord and everything else like that. So God, I want to spend some time with Brother Carl too, and Mary, and be a blessing to them as well.
Amen. Yeah, Brother Carl has helping us, navigate Europe.
Oh, yeah.
He's got the experience.
Yeah, exactly.
We don't.
Yeah, we don't know anything about Europe. I'm like a fish out of water. I don't know. I've never been anywhere like that before in my life, and I'm excited about it. But, Carl knows a lot about that area. He's walked through Spain on foot, and he's done a lot of things. So he's going to be a great guide in that sense to kind of help us navigate through Europe. And as we travel through, our plans are, by the grace of God, to be in the United Kingdom. We're going to first be in England, and we're going to do what number three, our third objective is. And our third objective to that is Baptist history.
Amen.
I am as you know, many of you, if you've watched any of my videos or listened to my preaching, you understand that I am a historian. I study Baptist history and I teach Baptist history, and there is a lot of Baptist history in the United Kingdom.
Right.
And there's just a ton of it there. And I want to see some of those Baptist history sites over there. I want to do some recording. We're going to chronicle everything that we do over there, which is kind of a fourth objective, if you would.
Yes.
You know, but that's number four in that sense, that we will chronicle everything. But part of Brother Andrew is going because God laid it on his heart that somebody's got to follow me around and watch what I'm doing. So, and record it and keep me out of trouble. So Brother Andrew is there to record everything. And he does all of the recordings for everything that we do at OPBC. When we're on the streets and we're preaching the gospel in the streets, that camera that you're looking through is Brother Andrew's camera, and he's doing that work. And the Lord has brought Brother Andrew and I very close over the last 5 or 6 years, even more so. I mean, you've been here for 10 years, but really 5 or 6 years that God, the Lord Jesus, has brought us very close together. And God has, I believe, used this for a time like this, for such a time as this, to go over there to preach the gospel, to look at Baptist history, to record these things, and to be able to teach you, because the goal is to take that video and to use it further for the gospel and for explaining Baptist history sites, explaining what evangelism is like in Europe by finding it out firsthand.
Right.
Because that's what we're going to find
out.
Right,
we don't know what to expect other than what people have said to us.
Right. We have no idea what to expect with that. But what we're going to do is go by the grace of God and trust the Lord. And we're going to go over there and record everything that happens pretty much, and on the streets and at historical sites. We're going to look at the Baptist history sites, a lot of great sites over there. John Bunyan, Spurgeon's Tabernacle is over there, the Burning Fields. There's a lot of Baptist martyr information over there, a lot of sites to see over there around London. You know, there'll be some other secular sites that we'll talk about, which will be interesting too as well. And we'll record all those and kind of use that footage in the United Kingdom. And then towards the end of that first weekend, we're actually going to go to Scotland, and we're going to preach the gospel over there on the streets in Glasgow.
Right.
So if you're a God-fearing man and you're around in that area and you want to come out and meet us, well, we'll be on the streets in Glasgow. I don't know where we're going to be at or how we're going to be doing it, but all I know is by the grace of God, we're going to go preach there and preach the gospel to those men and women over there and children that need to hear the truth of the gospel, you know, so badly. We don't have enough preachers in America, and I know they don't have enough preachers in Scotland. We need more. So that's one of the reasons. And to encourage the brethren, by the way, that's another objective of mine, which I guess would be if you wanted a number five.
Right.
And by the way, you can tell I'm not scripted. But if you wanted a number five, what you would find out is that I want to be an encouragement to the brethren that are serving the Lord and sisters in Christ that are over there that have heard our sermons. They're being faithful to God. They don't have a church right now. And I'll pray with you if you're I'll pray with you, and if you can meet us somewhere in between all those sites in London and the places over in Scotland and maybe even Ireland or something like that, then we'll definitely meet up with you and try to as best we can. If you can meet with us, we'll do our best to do that so we can be a blessing to those that are over there in that area.
Right, and we're going to be... It's gonna be a tight schedule in many ways.
We're gonna be moving quick.
We're gonna be flying probably 6 or 7 times while we're over there.
Yep.
What do we got? The UK. We got Scotland. We're hoping to stop in Dublin.
Yep.
We're gonna fly into Zurich.
Yes.
Take a train to Italy.
Yes.
Rome, Croatia, and then go from Croatia back to London and fly home from London.
That's right. So we're going to be traveling a lot. Now, let me get to that seventh objective, I guess. What I would say about that is Italy.
Right.
I have a few specific reasons for wanting to go to Italy. I want to see the history of the Vaudois or the Waldenses. I want to see their history. I want to go to that cave church. I want to go to the places over there. I want to record much of that stuff and have that and use that for future Baptist history teachings on those wonderful people in the valleys of Piedmont, that their history has been erased. Rome tried to burn it and destroy it and get rid of it.
Right.
You know, we're going to go to some exciting sites over in that area. There's another one that we're going to go to, a few over there, actually. Zurich. In Zurich, we're going to take a train. Is it a train ride through Zurich and Arnold of Brescia,
right,
who was a Baptist hero over there, and somebody that stood up for the truth that the Catholics hated. But Arnold of Brescia, he was a wonderful man, and you'll learn about his history. I've taught on it before if you go back to the Baptist Battle for Liberty.
Yep.
But Arnold of Brescia, he was a wonderful saint of God, and he's over, his statue, his marker is over there in that area. So, you know, we're going to see that. But the history of the Vaudois over there, the Waldensian people,
we're going to
in valleys of Piedmont, we're going to look all through there. And then I want to go to Rome and the Vatican and Italy. And no, I'm not going to have an audience with the Pope. I'm going to view it because I want to use the pictures, the video, and whatever we have to use for upcoming documentaries on Roman Catholicism.
Right.
And you know, footage that is direct footage right from there, eyewitness footage that is right there, and see the examples of all those things through the Vatican and through, if we can go through there and through, you know, some of the sites over there in Italy. And I want to go to Italy, obviously, to see some of those things. The Colosseum, where Baptists were burned, where Anabaptists were Bible believers. And we call them Baptists in modern times. They were Bible believers. They were called Waldensians. They were called many things. Petrobrusians and Paulicians and all kinds of different things. Down through time, Donatists, they were called a number of different things. So anyway, but we want to, that's another objective, is for us to be able to use all that footage in Italy, because there's a lot of things there that we believe that God would use for His glory.
Amen.
So, you know, those seven things are really the objectives that we have in going. And God, by the way, there are things that God will reveal to us as we go. We don't even know everything that God's going to do with this. We have no idea. But we're looking forward to it.
Amen.
You know, we're looking forward to it. And what we would ask from you is a few things. Number one, pray for us. Okay, pray that the Lord would, number one, bless our trip. That all the paperwork and everything that we have to get back and all those other things would come through, and, you know, everything would work out good with all that. Because we don't want to leave that and up to our own understanding or circumstances. We want God to intervene and make that paperwork and everything go through fine and everything like that. So that's the first thing. Pray for all those things. Pray for wisdom for us as we go, that we would go to the right places, that we'd be in the right place, that we would have those divine appointments to share the gospel with people as we go, that we would have those opportunities as well, and opportunities to encourage the brethren and sisters in Christ as we go, that we'd have the right opportunities, that we'd be in the right place, and that people would see this video so they'd know we're even there.
Right.
Part of the reason we're doing this video is that some of you would be upset if you found out, oh man, Pastor Cooley went to Europe and we didn't even know it, and we've been listening to him for 10 years. And one man told me he's been listening to me for 10 years. And one man told me in Ireland that another man in Scotland, he said, hey, I just want to meet you on the street and shake your hand. I've been listening to you for years. And man, I was like, praise the Lord. I'd like to do that too. That'd be a blessing to me. I get to meet some of you. So pray that God does that. And number two, I would say, pray that the Lord provides for us. The expenses are there. None of us are rich, and we're going by faith. We're believing God, and we're going to press forward, and we believe God's going to provide. But if the Lord so lays it on your heart, pray that the Lord would provide. And if God wants to use you, you know, there'll be information in this video that you can have, that if you want to donate to that, people have already told me they want to donate to that, and I'm just letting you know now how you can do it. So this video will have information on how you can find us and how you can donate to us if you'd like to. If you don't want to, that's okay too. Just watch, because I forgot about part of number six would be in that sense that we're actually going to be live streaming.
Right.
Some of these things, right? So we're going to be live streaming. Andrew's going to be live streaming where it's available. Right. Some of these sites. So
yeah,
you'll be able to see that.
If we have an internet connection, we should be able to stream pretty much anywhere we're at.
So we're going to, that's part of our goal is to live stream. And so you can see it live, okay? So, and I don't do a super chat or anything like that and charge people or monetize my account or anything like that. So if you want to give to it, great. If you don't, that's okay too. We're still going to love you anyway, and we're going to keep producing material, and God will use whoever he wants to. But we want to give you the opportunity to, number one, pray for us, and number two, if you're able to give, that you would do that.
Amen. Yep.
Yep.
One last thing, of course, we talk about, I've heard, you know, people in my life say, well, why would you go to Europe, right? Everybody thinks of going to a less privileged country,
right?
A more, how would you say, a
third world country,
right?
Yeah.
Why would you go to Europe, and what is the interest in going to Europe, other than the people that we know?
Yeah, good question, which brings me to my ninth point.
Okay.
I'm a preacher, so I'm a preacher, so I don't have three points in a poem.
That's right.
I just keep adding to it. When I tell you I'm almost done, I got to not say I'm done because, you know, I'm a preacher, so I'll say like...
In conclusion.
Yeah, in conclusion for the third time.
Right.
But anyway, point number nine is this. We have a unique church model here. Now, it's unique to these times, but it's not unique to the New Testament. We have what's called a simple church model. And I have a booklet that I'm going to put together that I designed, you know, designed that I preached on many years ago, and it's called Simply Church. Right. I got that name from Brother Beller, Pastor Beller, who was a mentor of mine. Yeah. And one of his mottos was, "Teach me, old man, what my young heart doth not know, that I may live out my days in splendid struggle for a cause." Yeah. That quote gripped me. Yeah. It just did, and it got me when he was alive. And he was a mentor of mine, and he was a blessing to me. But the simple church model is what we call just simply church. That's what we call it. And that's what we do here. Our model of church is very simple. And I thought one thing that God laid upon my heart is that, you know something? This church is in the coldest, deadest place. Old Paths Baptist Church is in Minnesota. The most liberal town in Minnesota is where this church is. And God has brought people all over the world to be members of this, all over the country to be members of this church.
Amen.
And God has built a church, and he's used it to reach many people all over the world. But Minnesota is not that much different than Europe.
Right.
And my theory is this, and my vision, I guess, is this that God is forming in my heart, according to the scriptures, is that if God can do that here, why can't he do it in cold, dead Europe?
Right.
Cold, dead England. Cold, dead Ireland. Cold, dead Scotland.
Right.
I'm not imputing all of those people in the churches. I'm talking about the lost and the world. But what I'm saying is that why can't God do it the same thing he did here?
Where the gospel revivals were.
Exactly.
Right.
Why can't they be revived again? Why can't church planting be done? And God is raising it. We have 45 children in this church or more.
Right.
And we're adding daily, it seems like. More babies and are coming on the way.
Amen.
God's going to use these children one day to rise up. Well, they're going to need places to go.
Right.
And my theory is this, is if they start churches in places like them, in those places that have more financial abilities, then those third world countries that need preachers and churches can be sent out from those financially affluent or better places like England, Ireland, Scotland, Europe, right? And all those other areas around, God will use that. So I think it's a simple church model that can be reproduced there. And God will use their economies and their abilities to be able to produce more somewhere else. And that's another objective, I think, that God has kind of showed me.
Yeah, amen. And it's just the glory goes to the God, goes to the Lord for the online ministry. I mean, back years ago, who would have thought that we could communicate,
you know, with people all over the world, right? Yeah.
And then that bond in Christ.
Yep.
You know,
amen.
It's like they're friends. We've not met them, but they're friends.
Yeah.
And they're brothers and sisters in Christ.
Amen. They are. And see, that's the other thing. You all online that will see this, and this is really, I mean, it's going to benefit Old Paths Baptist Church as a blessing to them. It really will. I mean, to us, it will.
Right.
But it's also, it's for you. It's the kind of, you know, there's people all over that they can be encouraged.
They don't have a church.
Right. And they've been faithful listeners for years.
Yeah.
And man, there's been so many times that we've struggled through many things like that together, and many people have told me they've listened for that long. So they've watched things happen to me. I've been through things with them and seen God do things in their lives. So I think it's time. It's the Lord's time to do this. So you pray for us that God would bless.
We leave April 16th.
April 16th we leave, and we're supposed to come back May 2nd. So you pray for us, and we're excited. And would you contact us? You contact me at salvationpreacher@gmail.com or pastorcooley@icloud.com if you'd like to get a hold of us, if you're going to be in that area. You know, you're going to see us on live broadcasts from now until then, but just keep in touch with us, and there'll be information about other things, how to contact us and everything like that in the description of the video. Amen.
All right.